Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
It's a true or false, business coach? Every leader needs a good second in command?
Leaders do not stand alone. In fact, the best leaders work hard to develop their teams, but the most critical member of that team is the second in command. You know, why is the second in command so critical? Well, let's look at four roles that they individually play in support of a leader.
All right, what's role number one?
Being a sounding board. Leaders facing critical decisions need someone sold on the vision to bounce ideas off of. This collaboration works out ideas and allows the leader to be vulnerable while still working through possible solutions before presenting it to the rest of the team.
Role number two?
Bonding the team. Frequently, business leaders are the visionaries, and they must have a team builder rallying support for the focus of the team. In government, this is called the whip. In business, this is usually the second in command.
All right. Rule number three?
The side door. Many times, employees feel very intimidated by the leader and fail to approach them with important feedback, questions, concerns that they may have. The second in command has that relationship and gets to be the side door for that information. They can receive it from the employees with no judgment and then relay it on to the leader as a competent source who will be heard.
And rule number four.
They are able to step up in an instant. Another COVID lesson that we learned is to have a decision maker available if the leader is away. Whether it is an illness, travel, family situation, whatever, leaders can be on extended leaves. The second in command understands the direction of the organization and can maintain that continuity. Big question I have for everybody listening is, do you have a solid second in command that you can rely on to lead your team?
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.